Maryland's morning news on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Little Keith Urban to get you going this morning. He'll be here in Baltimore tomorrow night as the NFL kicks off the 2013 season with the Ravens taking on the Broncos in Denver. 36 hours away from kickoff as the Ravens are headed off to Denver to take on the Broncos, and it will be a rematch of the big playoff game, of course. Joining me now on the line is Peter O'Reilly. He is the Vice President of Marketing for the NFL. Good morning, Peter. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Morning, Brian. Great to be with you.
All right. We saw the stage is amazing. It was tugged into the harbor. Who came up with that idea, and how difficult was that, the setup?
Yeah, that was our head of events, Frank Sapolitz, came up with the idea. We're down here on a scout and said, you know, how do we create the most space for people to view this concert and what's unique about the Inner Harbor? And clearly that's the idea came up of putting a stage in the water and allowing people to surround it and watch the concert. So it's been a big couple of days getting it set, but as you said, we're counting down now in the final couple of days and very excited about it.
Yeah, we're 36 hours away. Now, if someone's listening to us right now, they want to head downtown and watch the festivities kick off. Anybody is welcome. You can just get there at any time. How do you recommend people participating in this big event for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, we've got just really starting today, people across the area can come on down. Our kickoff village in McKeldin Square right in the Inner Harbor opened at 10 a.m. today, so a lot of interactive activities for fans of all ages there. That's 10 to 10 today. And then even tomorrow, I mean, this evening, we've got a Ravens back-to-football run at the stadium. There's a kids run starting at 6 and then a 5K run. And that run ends on the field at M&T Bank Stadium, so that you can come down, you can sign up even today to run in that race. And then tomorrow, that same kickoff village open all day, 10 a.m. on in McKeldin Square. And then the concert, recommend, you know, an afternoon, come down, check out the kickoff village 3 to 5, and then you can start entering the concert area at around 6. Again, free to the public. And we'll be showing on the big screens there the America's Game, telling the story of the Ravens championship run. And then Keith Urban will come on. There'll be some other special light show and fireworks. So really a 2 days packed with activities that fans of all ages can take advantage of.
You got some names that certainly people around here will know. Rod Woodson will be there, Jamal Lewis, Kyle Richardson, Jamie Sharper. I'm talking about what's going on at the NFL Play 60 Youth Festival today and tomorrow. Before I let you go, I got to ask, because obviously a lot of people are disappointed the game is not here in Baltimore. It is in Denver. How close was the NFL working out a deal to have the game here?
There's certainly a lot of conversations, but when we realized it wasn't a reality, we made the most of what's really a cross-country kickoff here. We got, as you know, tons of activities here, and then the game in Denver. And, you know, like I said, there were a lot of conversations, but the scheduling just didn't fall in the way we wanted to. But I think at the end of the day, this is a great, great way to celebrate in the two cities and kick off the year in a big way.
Now, we have enjoyed looking at the pictures in Denver and the giant Joe Flacco poster that's outside that stadium there. Apparently some people in Denver aren't too happy about it. Any regrets on that at all, or is that just the way you start the 2013 campaign with the picture of both teams, of course the Super Bowl MVP as well?
Yeah, I mean, really across the last number of years, 6 or 7 years for these kickoff games, which have really become an opening ceremony for the NFL's year, bookended by the Super Bowl on the other side, we've had both teams represented around that game. So that's something we've done for a number of years. Here in Baltimore, you'll see, signage for the Ravens and the Broncos to represent the game as well. So both places representing both teams. And at the end of the day, to me, it just represents the passion of our NFL fans, both Ravens and Broncos fans, passionate about their teams and then fired up to get the season started.
Well, we appreciate your time, Peter. And I know you're in Baltimore. Enjoy the festivities tomorrow night. And I know most of Baltimore will certainly do that.
I'm excited. Hopefully a lot of people come on down. It's going to be great.
I'm Peter O'Reilly, Vice President of Marketing for the NFL here on Maryland's Morning News.